This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ben Ryder, our buddy Ben Ryder, Carver High, did this story. And it's about Alex Rodriguez. Is that a fresh story, do you know? I think he's on the phone or something. So anyway, A-Rod, the story of A-Rod in two SI covers 6 years apart. Darren Revelle had this thing out today, and it's when the last days of A-Rod, nothing dies pretty, reputations, marriages, dream careers, they could sail for decades undented. Even at 38, you can be all kinds of gorgeous, but the end is pain, the pain is ugly, by S.L. Price. He did that story. Now, this story is from Ben Ryder, and it came out yesterday, The Charmed Life. Of A-Rod, the improbable reinvention of A-Rod. And then it talks about, this guy sitting out at the pool on his cell phone in his, Miami-type clothing, and he's just living large with his billions. And, he's sitting there with the newspaper, the Wall Street Journal, and the business section because he's worth so much money. And we've talked about this before on this show.
Just as long as he's not kissing his reflection in the pool.
Well, listen, we have talked about this before. How incredible is it that this guy went from being the most vilified, just without a doubt, the public enemy number one. He was the most vilified guy. I mean, when they got, 400 people, wasn't it? What was it that Mitchell found? There was like 400 people. Was it 100 on the list? How many was it? There was like...
Wasn't something like the 300s?
Carver High knows better than me. Carver High, what was the number that George Mitchell came up with on the report when the only one they cared about was A-Rod, but there was like 400 names that...
Well, A-Rod wasn't the Mitchell report. The A-Rod was the...
Biogenesis.
The anonymous... No, well, that was later. The first thing with A-Rod was...
Right.
They did the anonymous testing to start this thing.
Right.
I forget what year. 03, 04, something like that.
Anonymous testing.
His name was on... that list, which was supposed to be kept
private
and sealed. There was 100 or so names on the list.
Like 108, right?
And he was on that list. And about 4 years later is when, I believe it was Sports Illustrated, I forget at the time, somebody got their hands on that list, or at least just him being on the list.
Right.
And which is, like you were just saying, I mean, what? No matter what report it is, he was the only one that, of course, gets thrown out there with
thrown to the wolves.
What was supposed to be an anonymous list that was never to get out. Now, coincidentally, of course, a year or two later, whatever it was, David Ortiz's name was also allegedly on the anonymous list.
Right.
But he stood there at the podium and yelled at people, and it all went away. Nobody cared anymore. So, it's different for everybody, and nobody liked A-Rod at that time. And... he got the business for
it. So when we've had this on the show before many times. Like, this guy's an enigma. We never stop talking about it.
It is amazing how his perception in, baseball and in everything has changed in the last five years.
What did you think of this when you saw this today when I sent this to you?
It's hilarious. I mean, it really is. And you know me. I'm an A-Rod guy. I like A-Rod.
I do, too.
And the
are we stupid? Are we stupid to like him?
The arc that man has had since that getting suspended for a year, not playing baseball, is unbelievable. Because you remember, he came back the year after the suspension, and he had like a huge comeback year with the Yankees.
He
had like a 30 home run year,
right?
And then the year after that, you saw the decline,
right?
And he had to retire like in August, like in the middle of the year,
right?
And then he becomes this like the hottest broadcaster
ever,
and he's everywhere, and he starts dating J-Lo, and he's like,
now he's getting,
everybody
now he's getting
loves
married
the guy
to her, right?
Everybody loves him. It's amazing the arc in career, and let me tell you, it's going to help him.
But do you think
when
that,
it comes
like,
to Hall of Fame time, it will help him?
But let me ask you, so he ends up the most, he is literally the most popular broadcaster now, is he not, in baseball? Like, seriously.
Guy's everywhere. I mean, so, he does Fox. He does ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. He does.
And he does other games, too.
Right.
So let me ask you, do you think the players, because he played and put up all these, you know, gross stats in his career, you know, like I said, he's like Bonds. When they first came in the league, when he first came in the league, he wasn't cheating. He was totally just a talent,
right.
And he had more talent than anybody on the face of the earth, and he raked numbers that were just insane. Bonds was a 40-40 guy long before he did drugs, and never admitted to ever doing drugs, obviously. They never busted him doing them. He just lied his way through it, is what everyone thinks, right? So, but the bottom line is that they both would have been, in my opinion, Hall of Famers without the drugs. And then this guy, so my question to you is, he comes back, right, puts up all these staggering numbers, wins a World Series, everything else, in 09. And now he's this, you know, broadcaster extraordinaire in baseball. And my question to you is this. Do you think all the players that, you know, are in the league now that even didn't or did or did not play with him, do you think they all like him and respect him as a broadcaster and think that he's – do you think that they respect what he's doing, or do you think – can you believe this clown got all these jobs after he was such a criminal?
One of the things that was always said about the Yankees those last two or three years he was there, and I'm talking about the suspension
right,
year,
right.
The year after, was that the younger players absolutely loved Alex, and the veterans were obviously not as – as hot for him. We obviously know that him and Jeter didn't get along, although, right. You know, a bunch of other guys that were on those Yankee teams. But the young players loved him. He took young players under his wing. He was really tight, like, you know, with Cano and a couple of other guys. So I feel like the younger player that's in the game right now probably likes him, and the veterans, older players or guys that have now recently retired probably don't like him very much.
Right.
But the younger players seemed to really gravitate to him. At least that's what the word was those last couple years with the Yankees.
Right.
But so. But the difference also with him and Bonds and Clemens is, you know, after their stuff happened after their careers. Their careers were over. And when all the things happened with them, it was done.
It was after.
Gone, and they were gone. He got suspended. This happened during his career.
Right.
He comes back and plays again.
Missed a year.
He comes back into – he's still playing baseball after all this happened, which gave him an open door.
They owed him so much money, they just put him right in the lineup.
But it also allowed him to get back on the field.
And get some cred.
Play another year, which we perceive, of course, because there was a ton of testing, a clean year after that suspension, played well, and got back – you know, slowly chipped away at becoming this. And he also was a very charismatic guy, even though he lied just as much as Bonds and Clemens. But Bonds and Clemens lied, never got on the field again, and then disappeared. Now, Bonds showed back up when he was, what was he, the hitting coach for the Marlins? For
something like
and
that.
And he shows up. They love him in San Francisco. He shows up for the Giants.
Right.
Clemens, you haven't seen that guy in forever.
No.
But they're not liked. They're not likable guys. Is Bonds and Clemens ever likable guys?
No.
A-Rod is a charismatic, likable guy. I mean, there's a lot of people still hate A-Rod, but he gives off that.
He's got he's going 80-20 like.
Right now.
People like him a lot more than they don't like him.
5 years ago, it was 20-80.
He is enormously famous. I mean, I'm talking red carpet fame. I mean, this guy, no matter what, they put him on every show in America. You name it. Good Morning America, Today's Show. It doesn't matter.
He's everywhere.
They'll put him on everything. Literally on everything. So it is amazing. It truly is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.